It's the end of an ordinary school day at a high school in Hanoi. But one girl, helped out of the school grounds by her mother, is no ordinary student.
Hi, I'm Phuong Ang and I'm 16 going on 17. I'm a junior in Biet Duc High School in Hanoi, Vietnam, and I'm a friend of UNICEF.
Phuong Ang has osteogenesis imperfecta, also known as brittle bone disease, a genetic disorder which makes bones very fragile and easy to break. Getting around is difficult and she has to use a wheelchair. Since she was a child, Phuong Ang has taken part in singing competitions and spoken up for children with disabilities at local events. However, she shot to fame last year when she got to the final of the casting show Vietnam's Got Talent, dancing and singing from her wheelchair. When she first started singing, the judges' expressions changed from shock to pleasure, and soon they were all dancing along with her.
And I thought that it would be a really good chance for me to really express myself, but most importantly, to tell people that people, to tell everyone and tell the audience that people like me can perform and people like me can bring out the best in ourselves and we can be special in our own way.
A video of the song went viral on YouTube, and soon she was being asked to perform at charity events representing disabled children. The United Nations Children's Fund asked her to perform at their launch of their report, The State of the World Children, in May. The report stresses the need to focus on what children can do rather than what they can't. UNICEF says this is vital in tackling the discrimination which makes disabled children among the most marginalised people in the world.
You know, people afraid to really act out differently. So everybody treats people with disabilities like we're monsters or stuff like that. But I'm lucky not to experience that. But I know that it's a fact and I want to change that.
Phuong Ang is the only child at her high school in a wheelchair. She wants schools to be more accessible to people like her.
If I want to go to the bathroom, then I would have to call my mom or anything because I don't have assistant at school and the teachers don't have the skills to help me, you know, because my disease is, it makes me really vulnerable physically and only my family can know how to take care of me. So it's really hard at school.
Her appearance on Vietnam's Got Talent also brought her to the attention of Australian-based charity Care and Living as Neighbours, which set out to help children living with chronic health conditions in countries that lack resources.
I actually sung the song that one Australian writer, a composer, she wrote for people with OI. And it was really inspiring. It was a story of a mother taking care of the daughter, of course. And it was like, the lyrics was like, come and take me where I can touch the sky, a bright lit canvas with your clear eye, referring to the mother. You can ride my wings, you can sing, you can fly. I will hold your aim, help you paint your sky, and you can dream your dreams. I believe I know, no dream's too big. I told you so.
Phuong Ang's energy goes beyond Vietnam's borders. In 2011, she started a conversation on Twitter with a girl in Carlisle in England, who also happens to have brittle bone disease. Phuong Ang describes Holly Warren, also 16, as one of her best friends. Holly says their friendship has been transformative.
I achieve all these amazing things, so I know I can achieve something similar, do you know what I mean? I know I'm not limited.
When she finishes school, Phuong Ang wants to continue her role in advocating equal rights for disabled people, but that doesn't mean she'll give up singing.
You know, people think that it's an obstacle for me to not really move around a lot, but I think that when I give them eye contact with the judges or the camera, I'm connecting with people through my soul, and I think that's the most important thing. And I can do more than moving, moving is ordinary, you know. I can do more than that.
For DW, in Hanoi, I'm Marianne Brown.